This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
G'day all, this is Nathan, VK5DAD from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club will be having an entry-level foundation course and exam on the 26th and 27th of March 2022. At 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. Applications closed the 13th of March 2022. Those wishing to take a standard or advanced exam are also welcome. If you're interested, please contact our training coordinator, Mike, on 0423 672 004 or VK5ZC at scarc.org.au. Don't forget, on April 24th at 9 a.m. till 12 p.m, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club are having our annual buy and sell. Location is Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. Hope to see you there, and don't forget, there will be a $5 entry fee.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. One of the best things about amateur radio is the social side of it. We can talk to like-minded people anywhere in the world, regardless of differences in religion or politics, both of which subjects are taboo on the radio, or geographic location. This also applies domestically, as borne out by last Saturday's barbecue at Mount Richmond in southwestern Victoria. Located between Portland and Nelson near the SA border and on the coast, the barbecue was organised by the Portland and Southwest Radio Group. The event was very well attended, with visitors travelling from Mount Gambier. We had about 6 members present, as well as amateurs from the Warrnambool Club and other parts of the Western Districts of Victoria. Many brought along a radio, battery and antenna system, and a number of on-air contacts were made. A number of videos of different aspects of the event were made, and links to those can be found by googling, and I'll say this slowly, https://, now all this is one word, Portland South West Radio Group. I'll say that again, as it's one word, Portland South West Radio Group dot WordPress dot com / event reports. The weather was perfect. The location was excellent. There is a large picnic area with tables, etc., so plenty of room to spread out. And with so many amateurs assembling from different clubs and locations, it made for a very stimulating afternoon of banter, equipment envy, the display of some new ideas and innovations, and, most of all, camaraderie and putting faces to voices that those present had perhaps heard on air but never met before. Our club hopes to stage a couple of similar events in the very near future with both the Portland Group and also our friends from the Narracourt Club, hopefully before we get to the winter months. Regardless, we should all be striving to hold similar events. On that note, we are pleased to announce that our Surge Annual Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships for 2022 is now being planned for. Make sure that the weekend of the June long weekend, the 11th and 12th of June, is in your diary and that you book your accommodation now. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night's meeting was a tech night, and as well as being on Zoom, which was very good coverage on Zoom, it was also a real meeting, so you could go along to the club rooms in Capulet Crescent and see the presentation by Adam, VK5GA, on leap dipoles suitable for parks and peaks. Now, he made one in front of us, and then adjusted it with his antenna analyzer, and then he got it up and running on 7.155 megahertz. So I managed to call Tom and Tony on it, and yeah, it sounded very good. Good quality signal. So it also had some PDFs that we could download to get the full details of the construction of those linked dipoles. So thanks very much, Adam. That was a very good presentation on the night, and I'm sure a lot of people will get some good antennas going. Now, the VK5RHO 2-meter repeater on 146.850 has had some pager problems for some time now. And to overcome the problem, further RF filtering is needed. And it is proposed to do that up in the coming weeks. In the meantime, a CTSS tone of 91.5 Hz has been installed on it. And so you'll have to program that CTSS tone into your radio if you've got one that you can. So it'll be required until the pager problem is cured. So I just thought we'd let everybody know that. Now, the Coffee Corona Club Net, of course, is on VK5RHO, and that'll be on Wednesday at 9 a.m. And, of course, it will require the 91.5 Hz CTSS tone. And after the Coffee Corona Club Net, the real Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library will take place, but you won't need a CTSS tone for that. And the F-Troop Net is on the Linked Repeater Network at 5 p.m. on Fridays, and everybody's welcome. Come on up and have a friendly chat. So that's all for this week. Stay negative and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.